Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential. This is where we stop by every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves and to stay accountable. So this is your accountability check-in hour to ensure that you're staying on top of the steps, the important steps that you ought to be taking to achieve your life goal. It's because we all know how busy we can get with daily life, from work, from dealing with the kids, taking care of the kids, to other responsibilities. It can be so easy for us to not pay attention to that life goal that we have set out for ourselves. So we stop by every Tuesday to get powered up and energized together, but also to remind ourselves that we ought to be taking the next few steps in achieving that goal. So welcome to the program. As always, we have a packed hour for you today. Today we will be celebrating with JCI Dominica as they observe their 65th anniversary. So quite an accomplishment to be celebrating 65 years as an organization. So we thought it very fitting to have them join us to tell us all about JCI and just how exactly they were able to achieve that important milestone of 65 years as an organization. And also the very important work that they've done and they continue to do with regards to the development, especially with regards to the development of the youth of Dominica and the Caribbean region. So I will have that interview for you. But as we always like to do, we like to start the program off on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for this week? What are you grateful for today? As for me, I am grateful. I'm always grateful for my daughter's achievements, but I am especially grateful that she's getting ready to end seventh grade. Wow, the time goes by so very quickly. So she's getting ready to end seventh grade, and she will be moving on to eighth grade as an honor student. So she works very hard to keep her grades up, to be disciplined with her studies. So we are very proud of her. So what are you grateful for? And as always, if you cannot find anything to be grateful for, just keep in mind that you woke up this morning. So again, welcome to the program. I always look forward to spending this time with you on Untapped Potential. So let's begin the song. We will start off with this calypso from Tasha P, one of my all-time favorite calypsos, Treadmill. So this one, Treadmill from Tasha P, because so many of us can feel like we're just, you know, running on a treadmill, exhausting ourselves, but really not getting anywhere. So it is important to keep in mind that we need to get off that treadmill so that we can actually begin to make progress in life. So again, let's enjoy this number from Tasha P, Treadmill, and then we will go right into our pre-recorded interview with JCI Dominica as they tell us all that they're doing to celebrate their 65th anniversary and the plans that they have for the future. So stay tuned. Sure.
You get that job you wanted so badly. You're equipped with education and personality. In the future, you see upward mobility. Early to work and late to leave, doing what it takes to succeed. But promotion is for backbiters and the party supporters. Oh, 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 you're disappointed, yet still committed, hoping one day you will get promoted. Like you on a treadmill, putting all the effort, giving all the time, but you are just unstable. But you are test and still, you ain't going nowhere. They should tell you early, they don't want you, they don't need you, or they prefer somebody else. Diddy daddy, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Special someone, consider a lifelong companion. The question is, does that someone love you? You try your best to do things right, you try your best to satisfy, then you realize your best is never good enough. Whoa, oh, oh, you keep pursuing. But you are just unstable. You ain't moving. Whoa, oh, oh, on a treadmill. Your legs are moving, your body's working, but you are just unstable. You ain't going nowhere. They should tell you early, they don't want you, they don't love you, or they prefer somebody else. Your country, and in time to be known internationally. Writing, composing, recording, performing, sacrificing, hustling, still big contracts are for the artist promoters importing. Whoa, oh, oh, you still keep working, you keep producing, hoping the next
Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com, visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
Founding of JCI, because 65 years is quite an accomplishment. I don't think most organizations, you know, from my experience, the organizations that I've tried to be a part of, many of them don't even last 2 years. So that is an incredible accomplishment. So just kind of tell us, why was, which it was JC's at the time, but why was it founded in the first place? What was the mission, the goals, the values?
Okay, so JCI Dominica was established on the 12th of December, 1959 by then Senator Stanley, then Senator J. Bernard Yankee, who is deceased now. And our first president at the time was Senator Stanley Fedell. And because Senator Yankee attended the Trinidad Chamber International Commerce meeting, and then he saw how the organization was operating, and he was like, this should be done in Dominica as well, because they were not just only doing impact projects or community projects. Again, it comes back to, as I said earlier, the trainings that you received and the order. Again, we have our meetings are set by the Robert Rules of Order. So it's kind of like similar to having your parliament, but in a more order fashion. So these are the different things that he experienced, and he brought it here to Dominica and wanted to expand. And also, as I said, the leadership aspect, we wanted more future leaders to develop leaders. Anybody that wants to become a leader had that opportunity when they joined GCI Dominica. So this was the vision of Senator Bernard Yankee and Senator Stanley Fedell.
Right. And yeah, and let's talk about the work that JCI does. So what are some of the projects, ongoing work that you do as an organization?
Okay, so JCI over the years has contributed to many projects. So just to name a few, persons have known us for our intercompany sports meets, and these were done sometime in the 90s. We were part of the early stages planning committee of Carnival in the late 80s. Also, we were the organizational responsible for the Coney Island in Portersville and the JCI Miss Teen West Indies. Mm-hmm. Other aspects that we do is in the environment, where we have a sustainable agricultural group, where we have adopted a part of the Grotto home, where we are going to plant vegetables that they are able to use to feed the patients there, the persons that the group got to home. Also, we have other campaigns. We have with the lupus walk, endometriosis. We have cleanup drives. Also, JCI First National Award was the Reunion Award back in 1988. So these are just a few of the different projects that we do and JCI have done over the years.
Yeah, and I think JCI is also the sponsor of the JCI Carnival Queen Show comes to mind. And I see that is back on for this year.
Right, one of our biggest projects this year thus far over the years from since 2019 is the JCI Kiddies Carnival, which has been so successful over the years. The kids love this activity because, you know, during that time, there are so many activities for the adults and nothing for the kids. So we decided, why not bring back Kiddies Carnival, where the children get a time to enjoy themselves and have clean fun and create that impact and positivity with them during that time.
Yeah, and do me a favor, Shauna, I think the other member of JCI is trying to log on, but he's having issues. So can you just send him a WhatsApp to say to restart his device? I'm hearing from our technician that he probably needs to restart his device because he's having an issue logging in. So in the meantime, while you do so, we just want to remind everyone that you're tuned into Roots Connections on Q. And today we are celebrating with JCI as they celebrate their 65th anniversary of service to Dominica. So we have a lot to unpack this evening. We're also going to talk about how our organizations continue to evolve to meet the demands of our changing society. And I want to say a very special thank you, Alvin Thomas. I see that you're on the Facebook Live, so thank you for joining us. And also thank you for being the one who provided the connection to JCI. So he says, tuned in. President Shauna is doing quite well so far. We did the street rename project, beach cleanup, all done in the form of projects which are done as a learning platform. So yes, indeed, it sounds like it is quite a learning platform in terms of the work that JCI does for Dominica and the Caribbean. And Alvin, also, if you're interested, we're going to open the phone lines early this evening so that everyone can join the conversation. So I'm going to type in the comments area the phone numbers. And for the audience listening via the radio, you can already give us a call at 7449-3095-3096-3097. Or via the WhatsApp number is 767-616-4257. And the overseas number is 305-432-9624. Lambi, did I get those correct? Thumbs up.
Ed, check WhatsApp. You have the rest correct.
Okay. What's the WhatsApp?
There is no number right now.
Oh, so listed on the homepage. Okay, so let's eliminate the WhatsApp and we'll say 767-449-3095-3096 or 3097. And Alvin, if you want to call from overseas, 305-432-9624. So Shauna, back to you. Let's continue the conversation, hopefully. Eversley will be able to join us very shortly, but you can go ahead and unmute your mic as we keep talking about the important role that JCI has played in the society. So let's just get into it. How has JCI been able to sustain itself for 65 years? And then we also want to talk about the celebrations that you are expecting to have this year. So what has been the secret of your success? Because I'm guessing there's probably not another organization that I can think of the top of my head that has gotten to 65 years. So how has it been possible to get there?
Okay, thank you. So when Senator Collier come, he can basically give us a synopsis as to the ingredients or the source or the secrets as to why we have been here all these years. But just to know that there was a time that it was a bit dormant, and he can speak more on that aspect as to why it was dormant for that time, because I got inducted in 2016 when they did the revamp. So from 2016 to presently, that's about 7-8 years. And during that time, we have tried to continue from the footsteps of the others that were there before us, like Senator Romualda Hyacinth, Senator Ronna Riley, Senator Daniel Reed, Senator Collier, Senator Alvin, Senator Frances Ann Santney. So those name like persons that we know in society. So these are the stalwarts of JCI Dominica. And I would say the secret sauce, again, it comes back to the leadership aspects and the benefits that you gain from being part of this organization. It's what you gain. And something that most JCI members say all across from the Caribbean and the world, that JCI is not just what you can get from it, but what you put in. So whatever it is that you put in, that is what you will get out. It's similar to that Bible proverb, whatever we sow, that's what we shall reap. So it comes back to that again. So I believe that the secret sauce is the benefit that we have gained from this noble organization. And it, as you said earlier, it not only builds us up for the organization, but it builds us up for our careers, and it builds us up for our lifestyle, because the different skills that we acquire will help us in any area of our lives, especially the project management framework that we follow, which is the GCI Active framework. So these different steps within that helps us in any situation, whether it's to solve a problem, whether it's to, if we want to do a project in building a bridge or help in a school feeding programs, aspects like that. These are the things that we have gained from this organization. And I believe this, most members of GCI will tell you, or majority of members of GCI will tell you, that they love this organization because of what they have gained from being a part of this organization. So I believe this is the secret sauce.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned Alvin Thomas and Frances Ansatney, because Frances Ansatney is my godmother.
Oh, nice.
And that is actually how I've known JCI for a very long time, because she has been so instrumental. I just sent her the link to the program. She has been so instrumental in framing the woman that I am today. You know, she was the very first professional woman I had ever had the pleasure of interacting with. She was at the time the choir director of the youth choir in Dominica. Nice. So I want everyone on Facebook and YouTube to tell us about your interaction with JCI, to tell us about other accomplished JCI members that come to mind, and everything else that you know about JCI. So does any other accomplished people we may recognize the names come to mind in terms of JCI, or can you just think of Frances and Alvin for now?
Say that again.
Do other accomplished JCI members come to mind, or can you only think of Alvin and Frances for now?
Oh, yes. Of course, we have other accomplished members. Like, for example, our press secretary, Dion Dura, is a past GC, an alumni member, I should say. Queen Leandra Lander, who's a teacher at the Common High School. She's also, and this is also part of the anniversary committee activities. We are doing a positive change podcast where we will be highlighting a lot of our past members, or we should say alumni members, where they will be giving their highlights or their stories of JCI and how JCI have been pivotal in their careers and their lives today. So that this is part of the GCI 65th anniversary committee. So we will see more of the noble persons or prestigious persons in society who are JCs. As we say, once a JC, always a JC, even if you're not actively involved presently, but once a JC, always a JC. So we have others, like, for example, our national president of the West Indies, who is the first Dominican out from since JCI has been involved and part of JCI, International JCI West Indies. This year is the first year that we have our national presence, which is a Dominican, and that is Merita Hyacinth, who is a senior education officer in the Ministry of Education.
Also, yeah, I was gonna get to that, but you went ahead and gave the secret out, so that's okay. Yeah, we can talk about her.
Right, and we also have Mr. Lewis, who's also a senator. That's the owner of Jay's Bookstore. We have Alvin Knight.
Yes. Yeah, I think Alvin Thomas is giving us a list on the Facebook Live. White, Jake's Bookstore, Alvin Knight, Nordin, Joseph, Charles Maynard. So guys, keep the comments coming in terms of
You see, we've had a lot of noble, prestigious persons in society part of GCI.
Excellent. Now I want to go back to something you mentioned before in terms of that 1 year of leadership, because I think in so many parts of the world, we see leaders trying to hold on to leadership for 20 years, beyond 20 years. But why is it so important in JCI that it is only 1 year that the executives get to be in the leadership role?
Because, again, it comes back to the idea of being and becoming leaders. Mm-hmm. So we don't want persons to feel that it's an I thing and is what I say or my vision. As we say, our JCI vision to be the foremost global network of young leaders. So we want persons to get the experience of holding different positions every year, so that they don't get pompous or feel that it's what there is their idea or it's their agenda that is going to pass. So that's why I think the 1 year to lead is something that causes us to understand that we are not no man is an island, and we need a team. And in order for persons to learn, they have to be evolved. We have to be evolved and get experience in different positions over a period of time. And being in one place for too long, after a while, we get too comfortable. So I think that is also the reason why we have that 1 year to lead initiative.
Yeah, and it's also about injecting new energy, new ideas, because, you know, we say it in Creole that ideas don't stay in one head, right? So the ability to, and I think that is one of the reasons that you have been successful for 65 years, because you continue to rotate the leadership so that fresh ideas are constantly coming to the surface. We're still trying to have Eversley join the conversation. So do me a favor, Shauna, in the private chat in the StreamYard, can you post his phone number, because our engineer needs to call him? So in the private chat area, can you post his phone number so I can pass it on to our engineer? Sherwin, thank you so much for all that you do to keep us connected on Q95. So let's take some comments while Shauna does. So let's see, we have Carl Coffee James. Always great to have you on board, Carl. Greetings and blessings. I'm here for a moment. So Carl, thank you for joining us. James is here. Good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us. James, Brenda Albert, greetings from Antigua. Hi, Brenda. Great to have you on board. Let's see who else we have. Brenda again, thank you for being here. And she also says, J.C. Etienne Reed, an outstanding member of JCI Dominica. And I see that you're smiling. Shauna, does that name ring a bell? Oh, is that Everson in the studio?
That's actually Kevin, our chairman of the 65th anniversary committee.
I know. I'm like, no, that's not Everson. I recognize that face. That's actually Kevin. So, Kevin, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the program. Just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hi. Good evening. Sorry, but I think
and your background.
Eversley is so much more handsome than me.
I'm going to send Sherwin his phone number so he can get in touch with him. So go ahead.
All right. Okay.
And introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Kevin A. Francis, and I am the chair for the 65th anniversary committee for JCI Dominica. I've been a JC since 2017. On there, I've been very active with them in the beginning. I've been the training protocol officer, as well as chair of and deputy chair of many committees, including Kitty's Carnival. I've been with JCI for some while, and it's a really great experience for me, and it continues to open my eyes and continue to develop me as a person.
Mm-hmm. And just tell us a little bit about your professional background and your upbringing, because this is Roots Connections, so we always like to know how people are connected.
Oh, wow. A lot of hats, you know, I wear a lot of hats. I think when I came back from studying in 2011, I have a bachelor's degree in marketing. I came back and JCI stood out to me, and, you know, we had that connection. I've over the past 10 years, I've been a brand manager, brand developer, private sector representative, entrepreneur, consultant. Yeah, I actually have a small consulting company that I work with small companies, you know, essentially helping them make more money. So a lot of my time and experience has been in the private sector. And I just think that my experience would have really helped JCI. And I think it continues to, you know, just the insight and the kind of experience that I have. I think that it works wonders in boosting JCI and just, you know, allowing us as individuals trying to develop ourselves to take that, you know, one step closer.
Mm-hmm. And finally, where in Dominica are you from?
Why are Rose? Why come out today? But I live in Stockfarm at the moment. Yeah, but right. I'm born and raised in Roseau, Elmore Street.
Right, right, right. So it's wonderful to see, you know, the new energy that JCI is attracting. So this is a question for either one of you guys. How do you market JCI? Are you going to the schools, for example? Because I think that what you offer would be wonderful for even our younger people who are in high school and in college, are just a lot of young people who need direction. So are you actively marketing JCI to our young people? Youth development is so very important for us as a country.
Well, you know, I will let Shauna take that one, because I know we have a very strong recruitment committee that is actively looking for new members, but I would really like our president to, you know, expand that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kevin. Yes, so we are currently on the last leg of our recruitment drive. So our prospective members are in the stage of putting together their projects and doing their interviews for to become in JCs, and hopefully we'll have our induction sometime in June. Mm-hmm. So it's very soon. Mm-hmm. So in terms of marketing, we have our Facebook, our social media platforms where we share what we do, and we also visit various schools. As I said, that we have our connections with teachers that are past JCs and ourselves as well, different members who are part or who are teachers and who promote the organization. So I think our strong marketing comes from the different projects that we do, our advertising for our social media platforms, and of course when we join radio programs like your own, so that persons are in tune, and then we share the different video links so that persons, the young people, can know what is JCI, what do we do, and what do we offer. And it's a good thing that you said that it's something that we should reach out and share and collaborate with younger persons, because JCI is for young persons between the age of 18 to 40. However, over the years, recent years, they have included us to do a JCY chapter, which is called the Junior Chamber Youth aspect, and these are ages between 14 to 21. So we can tap into the high schoolers and share the different principles that we gain from and the different skills that we gain from the Junior Chamber International organization. So that's something that JCI Dominica wants to begin this year, and hopefully we should do that soon. And persons should look on our social media platforms and our advertisements as to when we're going to start doing those recruitments and calls for the Junior Chamber Youth Organization. Because that's something that we have been in the talk, because as I said, the benefits and the skills that we gain from this organization, it is very much essential for our young people. Because if I had the opportunity to be part of JCI from since high school, I would say maybe I'll be further in life by now. But anyways, God's plans. So I am right where I have to be right now. However, but I know that once we tap into the 14 to 21 year olds, we will share with them the different benefits that we have been gaining from this wonderful organization.
Yeah, and I think that is wonderful, but there might be some of us who are a little bit older than 40 who may want to make a contribution to JCI. So is there opportunities for those even beyond 40 to in some way maybe offer their experience, their expertise to JCI? A lot of us are really liking what we are hearing in terms of what you're doing for Dominica and the region by extension. But is there any opportunities for us to be included? Well, I say us, I give my age away.
Yeah. I guess I'll jump in on that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Right.
So, I mean, Madam President spoke about a lot of the official and formal channels for us to, you know, for it to become a JCs, but there's several unofficial channels. Mm-hmm. And when I say unofficial, I mean, when you see us everywhere, because we have a list of activities that we've been doing. We've been doing community service. We've been doing beach cleanups. We've been doing Read With Me program, which is, I'm not too sure if Madam President mentioned it, but the Read With Me program being, you know, one of our flagship events where we get into the schools to speak to some of the younger kids and read stories to them and get them excited about literacy and learning. And, you know, those unofficial channels to me is some of the best ways that we've been able to recruit some of these people. Some of these younger persons, the same age group we're talking about, up to 40. We've been able to do several different car washes, and you'll be surprised the amount of people who know you step up to you and it's like, hey, what are you all doing? Like, what is this group? You know, how can I engage? What's going on? So I think just as much as, you know, we have these programs like our recruitment committee and all these other recruitment tasks that we have, I think our biggest marketing tool is really being out into the public and meeting people where they are.
Mm-hmm. Anything you'd like to add, Shauna?
Yes, I'd like to add. So in terms of persons that are 40 and older, we have the alumni club, where persons who are above the age of 40, which is above the age of our normal membership requirements to be a member. But we have that alumni club for persons above the age of 40, where they can contribute and assist the chapter in any aspect and contribute in any aspect that they see fit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, we have the sustaining members, where this initiative is handed over to you for 1 year, and you help the chapter in any projects that we have. You can become a mentor to the members, so whether it's to be an entrepreneurship, whether it's on marketing, whether it's their finance. So we have the areas and aspects of JCI where persons above the age of 40 can definitely contribute and assist JCI.
Yeah, it's not just money. Yeah.
No, it's not just money.
So we know, you know, it's also expertise, it's also time, it's also advice, it's also guidance, right? So as a sustaining member, these are the things that you will be responsible for.
Yeah, excellent. And before we even start talking about the anniversary events, because I'm sure you guys have a lot planned for this year. So let's just talk a little bit about your successes and challenges over the years. So let's first talk about the successes that you've experienced, and then let's talk about the challenges you've faced and the challenges you still face currently. So let's talk about that, and anyone can take the floor.
Okay, thank you. So I would say the successes, and again, I said it earlier, was having the first Dominican to be national president, which is Merita Hyacinth, as our national president of the West Indies. This is something that we have boasted and we are so elated about, because, I mean, JCI Dominica has been here since 1959. And yes, we've had other Dominicans be on the national board, but not at the national president level. So that's something that we will definitely have in our history books and saying that we have that title. Other successes, I would say, is our different projects that we have brought to fusion so far, especially as Kevin Chevin said, the Read With Me program, our Kiddies Carnival, and of course our training, the trainings that members have gained from the different courses that we have gained from JCI International. It has definitely built us up to where we are today. Another person that I want to recognize as well is past President Calvia Timofey, who recently got the position of country manager, right, Kevin, of Digicel Dominica. So she was our president in 2016 when we revamped, and to see where she is today. And I know that JCI has also been a pivotal and very important aspect of her being where she is today, because the skills and the benefits that we've gained from this organization also assist us in our careers. So I think these are the successes that JCI boasts about, is the trainings that we get and where our members are in life, the careers that they go, the businesses that they open, and the different things that they tend to strive to become. Also, I would say the challenges that we have, and I'm sure that other organizations share the same challenges, is for the members, the retaining of members, because members travel, members leave to go to overseas, or some persons feel that, okay, maybe they're not getting what they expected in this organization. But in all, when challenges come, we just have to learn to go through them, learn how to deal with them, learn to meet people halfway and understand, okay, come to terms and say, let's meet. What are the issues that you have? Let's see how we can work this out. And as I said, that we have this GCI action framework with the different steps that help us into ways that we can solve problems, and that these problems will be sustainable, and that we can learn how to make solutions for the continuity of the organization. So I think these are the successes and these are the challenges. So successes are the training that persons gain from this organization and where it leads them to, and the challenges are retaining of members. That's what I will say.
Yeah, and I do apologize that I have my head down. I'm actually listening. We're still trying to connect Eversley to the program. So I'm listening, but I'm working with Sherwin to try to connect him. Anything you would like to add, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just want to echo the same sentiments, you know, as President Shauna. I think everybody has their challenges, right? You know, but before I get to the, I think successes too, it's really important, because I think it's important because we need a yardstick, you know, we need something to cheer for and to say, well, whenever we reach that goal, we did it. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of those yardsticks throughout GCI history, including when we started. I think one of the big ones to me was, you know, hosting of our national convention. I think we hosted the 62nd one. Is it? And that's the entire region, right? And that's, you know, amidst COVID and all the restrictions and all these things, and you know, the committee, starting with me and then moving on to, you know, other members. Because I think it moved over because of COVID. But just to see them, you know, take that step, you know, take on the baton and say, well, okay, well, we're having convention. Yeah, we don't care what time it is, if it's COVID or not, we're going to figure it out and we're going to do it. And just to see their tenacity and their, you know, their willingness to put a few things aside to make it happen. I think as an organization, I think we should be very proud of that. Mm-hmm. I think JCI has been working tirelessly for decades, you know, Kiddies Carnival. We talked about Kiddies Carnival already, you know, and the success of Kiddies Carnival and what it means to the carnival season, especially for the kids, you know. So all these things, I think, are major successes for us. Another major success is those internal successes. So as an organization who develops young minds to create positive change, I think that those individual training sessions, those things are successes as well. I think, I don't know if Madam President mentioned it, but we all about the training. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a profile. We have profile on our GCI, our parent GCI website, where everybody is a member. It shows exactly how much training you got, when did you get it, how qualified you are. You know, are you qualified to train somebody else? You know, those kind of things. So I think we take a lot of pride in the training. And then, I guess I take a lot of pride in the training as a past training officer as well. Yeah, but we take a lot of that pride in the development because we really want our members to be active citizens that really make positive change. And the only way we can do that is to do it ourselves and nurture people to do it. So I think that's one of our greatest successes. And hey, there's no small list of challenges. Yeah, it's like, and anybody will tell you, whether it's JCI or any other service organization, I mean, running a service organization is like running a small country. You know, it's like so many competing ideas and personalities.
Personalities, yeah.
Personalities, you know, and just really so it's not just it's a testament of you know, especially for President Shauna and past presidents like National President Merita, you know, past President James, you know, it's a testament to, you know, to them as individuals and the kind of development that they've been able to achieve with the organization. Because I'll tell you, like, I'm a difficult guy, you know, like,
you don't seem that way.
I'm a difficult guy. I have my opinions. I'm very strongly opinionated, you know. So to really have these leaders who can, you know, deal with me as well as the other people who are on the other side of the spectrum, right, is very important. And that's a real big success for JCI.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot to unpack still. So we want to talk about, you know, regional and collaboration and even beyond that. But I'm sitting here looking at Shauna, and we also talked about Merita, I believe it is, who is the JCI president for the West Indies, which is a major accomplishment. So let us just talk about the opportunities that JCI provides for women in leadership. Because I think that is quite an accomplishment to have the... Is she also the first Dominican to be the West Indies JCI president?
Yes, first Dominican.
First Dominican and first female Dominican to be So let's talk about that. The opportunities that, you know, it's important for men to be leaders too, right, Kevin? But the opportunities for women in leadership. And, you know, I had a very profound conversation with our late dear Fadina Frampton on the important role of women in leadership. But we look around now and we see, you know, the head of Digicel, I believe the head of Flow as well, is also a woman. So let's just have that conversation. And let's also talk about it with regards to the you know, the maybe the not so great opportunities that men are facing, because I want to have that conversation, because I think there's a deficit. I think that we need to somehow bring our young men into the conversation, because I was just recently in Dominica and it was just staggering to see the number of young men who were just on the block, just smoking every day, sitting on the corner of the roadside and not really being engaged. So how do we bring our men into the fold? How do we motivate them to be a part of organizations such as JCI? So Kevin, I hope you will join in on that conversation as well. But let us talk about the opportunities for women in leadership with JCI.
Well, Madam President, let me through you. Yeah.
Yes, you can go ahead.
I'll tell you. I think women run the show. You know, I think we have a lot of active women in JCI. I do think it's bigger than the male. You know, I do think male women are a lot more active when it comes to, you know, to some of these things than men. I think everybody's different. As a man, I think I am intrinsically motivated, you know, like I'm self-motivated. I'll figure out what I need and I will tell myself this is what I need to do it, you know. And I think that other people are not like that. But I think what's important is that there is the opportunity for people to come on if they want to. So, I mean, for me, it doesn't matter if you're on the block, you know, if you're on the block, you know, but my thing is, if I come to you with an opportunity to better yourself, you know, how your answer would tell me a lot about you. So it's beyond just sitting on the block, because I don't know why these guys sitting on the block. I don't know.
Listening to the first portion of an interview that we did with JCI Dominica, and I will be sure to bring you the second portion of that interview next week. So some important work that they're doing, and you know, I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to bring forth the people, the projects, the organizations that are working to advance Dominica and the Caribbean region and our people in general at home in the Caribbean and throughout the diaspora. So again, next week, you can expect to hear the second portion of that interview with JCI Dominica. And as we move along with the program, I want to bring you some information because there's been quite an uproar in Dominica when we hear of a new political party being formed out there in Dominica to contest the next general election. Many people have a lot of concerns that this is just yet another distraction and that it will simply divide the votes to ensure that the Dominica Labour Party continues to stay in power. This is a party that has been in power now for over 24 years, and you know, it just seems unfortunate when we see so many changes happening in the other Caribbean regions that we seem to be stuck on this one political party. And of course, you know, the importance of electoral reform is also something to keep in mind, because without electoral reform, there simply cannot be a level playing field for the other political parties to stand a chance of winning the general election. So I wanted to bring you this particular report. It's one I did from an article that I received from Dominica News Online. And as always, I've started to do the audio articles so that folks, you know, same concept as the audio books that we hear a lot about, so that everyone can stay on top of what is going on in Dominica, the region, and the world. So listen to this particular article from Dominica News Online regarding the new political party which is emerging out of Dominica, and then stay tuned.
Hello, this is another audio article by Simone Matthew at Push Past 10. And before we get started today, let me just say a very special thank you to everyone who has reached out to me to say that this is a great idea because they simply do not have time to read the articles and they're missing out on important information. So for those of us who do not have the time, we're busy with work, school, family, jobs, whatever we're busy with, I think it is very important that we have an opportunity to listen to these articles. So today's article comes to us from Dominica News Online, and it is entitled "New Political Party in Dominica Officially Recognized." So again, from Dominica News Online, "New Political Party in Dominica Officially Recognized," and it is dated May 9th, 2024. So it begins by: "A new political party has been officially recognized in the Commonwealth of Dominica. A letter from the Chief Elections Officer Ian Michael Anthony stated that under Regulation 4.2 of the House of Assembly Elections Regulations, the United Progressive Party, UPP, is a recognized political party in the Commonwealth of Dominica with effect from May 8, 2024. In that regard, the party has been allocated a bottle as its symbol. Accordingly, the official candidate or candidates of the party in each constituency shall be entitled to have the party symbol printed opposite his or her name on the ballot paper," Anthony said. Dominica News Online, DNO, got hold of a copy of the UPP Constitution and declarations, which were officially launched in the Kalinago Territory, and which clearly states that any provision in the Constitution inconsistent with the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica is null and void. The party's color shall be orange and its symbol shall be the bottle. The Constitution further states, "The party's symbol represents independence and freedom subject to the Constitution and laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica. The motto of the party shall be unity for progress, while the slogan is unity for progress." According to the document, the UPP envisions a Dominica which stands tall and moves where democracy and freedom fully prevail. The people have dignity, the resources of the country are used in a sustainable manner towards optimizing the well-being of its citizens and residents in an equitable manner, and people are empowered to thrive economically and socially and are committed to the common good and the power of community. The party's mission, according to its constitution, is to contest the general elections of Dominica in order to gain political office so that it can manage the nation's affairs towards attaining the above mission. The party's core values shall be sustainable development, solidarity, dignity, justice, equity, liberty, freedom, transparency, leadership, integrity, and accountability. The Constitution goes on to state, the party shall develop policy papers, strategies, programs, and manifestos to guide the pursuit of its mission and to guide and make progress towards the vision. While not in political office, the party shall engage in encouraging sustainable development efforts and as much as is possible contribute to the laying of foundation that would facilitate faster development progress once it enters into the political office than would otherwise be possible. It says the party's duties are to promote the party's objective, missions, policies, and programs, popularize and defend the policies and programs of the party, adhere to the codes, policies, and rules of the party. National officials will constitute the National Executive Council of the UPP. National officials shall be elected by the delegates of the party to serve for a 3-year term, the Constitution explains. In electing the national officials, the delegates' Congress shall make reasonable efforts towards having more than 2/3 of the membership being of the same gender. Dominica's political spectrum currently includes the reigning Dominica Labour Party, DLP, established in 1955, the second oldest Dominica Freedom Party, DFP, founded in 1968, followed by the United Workers Party, UWP, in 1988. Additionally, the Alternative People's Party, APP, and Team Unity Dominica, TUD, were established in 2019 and 2022, respectively. So that ends the article. Again, this is from Dominica News Online, dated today, May 9th, 2024. New political party officially recognized in Dominica. So share your views, share your opinion. Many of the party members, you know, they're on Facebook. So we want to ensure that they know our views on the formation of this new political party. So until we meet again next time, right back here on Push Past 10, I am Simone Matthew, and it is also always a great pleasure to bring you this audio article so we can stay apprised and informed of everything that is going on in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Dominicans, are you ready? The 3rd annual Dominican Diaspora Expose Arts and Crafters, in collaboration with 767 Creations ME, presents a cultural infusion of Dominica sound and food industry, and a market day with a difference. Music by DJ Falcon and legendary Golden Drum Award winner, the one and only Levi Super L Low Black. On the 8th of June 2024, Creole breakfast will be served from 8 a.m. and the cultural exposure will start from 10 a.m. till at 767 Divergent Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey. Yes, people, the official buzz of the Nature Isle, Dominican Diaspora Caterers will be displaying and marketing their own local-made products of arts and crafts, books and paintings, hair and body products. Dress up in your Creole wear to support your Dominican Diaspora Creole community. The Dominican Diaspora nurses will be doing blood pressure checks and peep talks. Lots of local foods and drinks. Cane juice will be squeezed right there on the spot. Live stream by TDN Caribbean Radio, sponsored by Rules Catering. 1-845-232-6202. Well and Smoke Meats. 1-347-994-5580. And 767 Creations FE. For more information, call 862-248-9758. Remember to dress up in a Creole style. It's a cultural extravaganza. I ain't that.
I see why there is concern that there is yet another political party being formed in Dominica, because it seems like the field is quite crowded at this point. And again, I think the major concern here is that the new party will just result in more of the vote splitting to ensure that the Dominica Labour Party continues to remain in power. So here we are at the end of the program. I always look forward to spending this time with you here on Untapped Potential on TDN Radio. So again, I am Simone Matthew, and it is always wonderful to be in your company as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. And as I always say, you know, we each have a role to play in the development of our country, in the development of our people, in the development of our region. And so this is the time of year when we see a lot of fundraising events. So what I've started doing is started putting all the events I can find, again, turning that passion for Dominica into action for Dominica. So I've started putting all the events I can find on pushpast10.com, again, pushpast10.com, so that we have a one-stop spot. Because let's face it, not everyone is on Facebook and not everyone is following all the different organizations that are important to Dominica. So on pushpast10.com, if you click on the link that says Beyond Remittances, you will see all the events that are occurring in different areas. So we have, for example, the Economic Summit in Dominica. Right here in Atlanta, we have a fundraising event at the end of May. In New York, New Jersey area, there's an art expo. So just ensuring that we know all the events that we can support in order to turn that passion for Dominica into action for Dominica. So take a look, pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com. And if you too have an event, if you too have something going on in your area that you would like us to promote for the benefit of Dominica, you can go ahead and email me at pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, pushpast10@gmail.com. And while you're on the website, don't forget to check out all our great content, including past episodes of Untapped Potential that you may have missed along the way, and also our YouTube channel. So lots of ways to get involved, to stay connected with everything that is going on in Dominica. Of course, Sunday was Mother's Day. So if you're a mom, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day, and you also treated those in your inner circle who are mothers or who serve the role of mothers. So I hope that Mother's Day Day was special for every Dominican woman, Caribbean woman, women in general, because we all know that motherhood can be quite a challenge. But again, there's so much joy and enjoyment that comes with being a mother. So we have to see both sides of the coin. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time, Tuesday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, as we continue to get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So until then,